If you have ever thought to yourself, wow, I'd make a really, really great coach, or I'm really great at helping people, or I'm really the go-to person for advice or in the friend group or any of that, but you've kind of stopped yourself because you're like, what would I actually coach on? This is the answer to that question. This is the answer to your prayers. This is the sign you've been waiting for. I'm going to give you the ultimate list of specific niches. And honestly, this is going to be a quick video, but I want you to mark or pause or take a picture when we get to yours, because there is a niche for everyone. Everyone who is great at helping people solve problems, everyone who's great at being that go-to person, like I said, or coaching someone or helping someone, or in some instances, giving really great advice or just being a really great listener, but you don't know how you would package that into an actual business. I'm going to give it all to you today. All right. If we haven't met before, or this is the first time you're tuning in, my name is Olivia Chapman. I am the CEO of IGC Coaching School. We have been coaching and training and certifying coaches in all different niches, according to the ICF, or the International Coach Federation, for the last 11 plus years. So over the years, and especially now, the more specific your niche is, the easier it is to get started, and absolutely the easier it is to get your first paying coaching client. You used to just be able to kind of say, I'm a coach, and it didn't have to be that specific, but now there is more competition. There are more people who are starting coaching businesses, using social media to gain clients or to market or whatever you want to say. And the need for you to stand out is more critical than ever. And also the need for you to be really clear on who you help and the problem that you solve is part of this winning combination, if you will. So I am going to break this down list style. How are we going to do this? I do have my other computer, because you think I was going to memorize like 60 niches. My brain doesn't work that way. But before we get into the different niches, at IGC, we kind of bucket things into six main niches. So if you sign up to get certified as a coach through us, you are given a toolkit based on whatever like main niche you want. Those six niches are life coaching, business coaching, executive or leadership coaching, career coaching, health coaching, and relationship coaching. Every other sub-niche falls under one of these. That's what I'm going to give you today. These more specific sub-niches that are much more clear in you being able to introduce yourself, or you being able to clearly explain the coaching problem or the problem people are willing to pay to have solved. Let's get into it first. Let's talk about life coaching. So when we're talking about life coaching, this main niche, this is what most people fall into, especially at first, as they're just getting into coaching and they're trying to figure out like what kind of people they want to work with and where they can best be utilized, and also where their deepest passions lies. Because in order to have a business with longevity, you have to be really obsessed with what you do, and you have to be willing to talk about it over and over and over again for years. So life coaching is a huge one. I'm going to now give you 10 sub niches, and yes, I'm reading them. Okay. Number one, confidence coaching, mindset coaching, life transition coaching. So this one could be divorce, relocation, motherhood, any of those identity shifts, if you will. Purpose coaching, burnout recovery coaching, any type of spiritual or Christian-based coaching. In IGC, we have a lot of people pursuing faith-based coaching or Christian coaching specifically, but it could be anything. Any of those could fall under the life coaching category. You could have habits, or habit coaching, or discipline coaching, accountability coaching, self-worth coaching, anxiety support coaching, not clinical, not therapeutic, but coaching people that feel anxious can also be one of them. Women's empowerment coaching. All of these fall under the life coaching niche. If any of those sounded like something that you have personally gone through, or you have personal or professional experience in, this is ultimately where a lot of people are without even realizing it. Like, so take note if one of those really stuck out to you. You don't have to necessarily decide right now, but take note on the one that made the most sense for you. Now, well, let's move on to the business coaching category. All right. New business owner coaching, or new entrepreneur coaching, offer creation coaching. That one is very specific, but I really do love it. It could also be like product development coaching, depending on what kind of businesses you want to work with. Marketing or content creation coaching, love it. Sales coaching, so needed, especially women. We need more female sales coaches. Scaling coaching. So how to scale your offer suite or scale your services. Online course creation coaching. Service-based business coaching. Social media growth coaching. Visibility coaching. Productivity for entrepreneurs coaching. You do not need an MBA to be successful at business or at coaching. I think we all know that now. I know that is a new money way of thinking about it, but I think anyone with a social media account can potentially create a massive business. So what you really need if you want to get into business coaching is a repeatable process that works. You need to be able to take people from point A to point B in relation to their business, and it needs to work. All right. So I gave you a lot of ideas on how to do that. Take note of whatever makes sense to you. Now let's look at executive and leadership coaching. And if you are one of most of the people that go through IGC are working in some type of professional career, HR, education, social work, therapy, management, leadership, C-suite, climbing the corporate ladder. Now you probably have a lot of professional experience when it comes to executive and leadership and management and all of that. So I'm going to give you some more specific ones. This can be a great niche to get into, especially if you have any of that type of experience. So first-time management coaching, that is incredibly specific. Management coaching could also work. Female management coaching, any type of way that people can be like, ooh, that's me, is going to be helpful when you get really locked in on a specific niche. Leadership development coaching, corporate communication coaching, team management coaching, decision-making coaching, emotional intelligence coaching, burnout for leaders. I just hate the word burnout, but it's very trendy. So don't hesitate to use that one. Women in leadership coaching, conflict resolution coaching, and performance coaching. Any of those can work really well in the executive or leadership coaching niche bucket. Really, executive coaching as a standalone is really clear too. So work with something in there. Highly, highly lucrative. Especially too with this niche, I really do recommend going for the full ICF, PCC, or level 2 credential because it really opens the door for you to get into different organizations. Like some of our graduates at IGC have worked for Microsoft, Spotify, Facebook, or Meta. I think back then it was Facebook. Who else did we place? UCLA, John Hopkins. There's just so many. And the PCC is the thing that makes you stand out as an option for these larger organizations who often have larger budgets for coaching. We love that. And if you're like, I'm trying to get out of corporate America, it's okay. This works outside of that too. But I do always recommend if you're anywhere in that realm to just go for the PCC because it's going to have the most bang for your buck. Okay, let's talk about number 4. We have health coaching. Great niche. I feel like especially us almost elder millennials are really into health right now, like with all the peptide therapy, hormone replacement therapy, fitness, and there's so much that we can do inside of this niche. So let's get into it. Holistic health coaching, hormone health coaching, weight loss coaching, fitness and accountability coaching, nutrition coaching, stress management coaching, sleep coaching. I think our babies might need that actually. I might need that too. Okay. Postpartum wellness coaching, chronic illness support coaching, and nervous system regulation coaching. That's another one right now. Regulating our nervous systems. Very trendy. And I think very helpful. Definitely.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and 6-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your 6-figure certified story starts today.
Worth looking into if any of these things are like lighting you up. Take note, take note, take note. Remember, this is not about being a doctor. Obviously, doctors are valuable, duh, but this is not about you trying to play clinician or be a doctor. This is about supporting coaching when it comes to health. is, yes, about using some of your professional knowledge. One of my best friends and IGC graduates, she is a nurse practitioner, and she uses different peptides and vitamins and supplements to support her health coaching practice. So she's blending both worlds together, but it's not about prescribing anything. She does none of that whatsoever. She supports the accountability, the behavior change, and also a lot of the emotional or mental or being-based blocks that come with actually getting your health in order. I've said this a million times, and this goes for any niche whatsoever. If everyone could easily change their life, they would just Google or ChatGPT how to do it, and it all would get done. That does not happen. If that did happen, everybody would be in the best shape of their life. They'd be rich. They'd be beautiful. They'd be healthy. They'd be happy. They'd be in their dream relationship. I digress. Relationships. Speak of the devil. The fastest growing niche in 2025 is relationship coaching. I think it's been growing steadily since COVID. Okay. Let's look into some more specific niches. Dating coaching, marriage coaching, breakup or heartbreak coaching, attachment style coaching, communication coaching, masculine and feminine dynamics of relationships coaching. That's a mouthful. Conflict resolution coaching, rebuilding trust coaching. Very specific. Also, single mom dating coaching, relationship confidence coaching. I also want to throw in here one that I was forgetting, but like self-love could also fall under that, relationship to yourself. Also, we're missing parenting coaching or co-parenting coaching or blended families. Like, you could be kind of a niche expert in any of these areas. They all fall under relationship coaching and they are all in demand. I know a lot of people getting into the parenting coaching realm, and I really love this. I myself have hired a parenting coach, super beneficial. And again, if it's something that you're really into, or maybe you have raised some amazing children, or you have, you know, been that parent that all of your friends look up to, there you have it. If any of these stuck out to you, take note. People will always pay for love. To feel love in their home, to feel love with their partner, to find love, to get love, to be love. All right? It's never going anywhere. Never. All right, let's talk about number 6. I think this is our last one. Wow, we are cruising. Career coaching. This is where I started my coaching business. I've told you guys this before if you've ever listened to our show. My very first coaching package was, drum roll please, so embarrassing. Quit your day job, create your dream job. Anyway, let's talk about some example, more specific niches. We have career change coaching, interview coaching, resume coaching or LinkedIn coaching, salary negotiation coaching, promotion strategy coaching, corporate exit strategy coaching, work-life balance coaching, ding, 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 everybody loves it, purpose-driven career coaching, leadership track coaching, job search or job strategy coaching. This is huge, huge right now. Career coaching is one of the most top searched for terms in the coaching industry. I think for in career coaching, you really can get away with a little bit less specific of a niche because people just know it. People are used to seeing or hearing about people hiring career coaches now. I will say when I first started coaching and I was living in DC, which is like the land of career transplants, especially in their 20s, trying to figure out what they want to do, people complaining about their jobs, people spending weeknights getting drunk at the bar because they hate their job. Like, everybody had a career coach, not everybody, but a lot of people had career coaches. And I think there's a lot of gratification that comes from really helping someone find their purpose. And you spend a lot of time in a career. And I think it's also one of those that are, you can really justify the financial investment of, because it is going to help you be happier and typically increase your salary. And I want you to notice one thing before we wrap up this episode. I could bet my life that at least like 3 to 5 of these sub-niches or niches probably stood out to you, like, oh my God, that's something I'm interested in, or I think this is something I could help with. Here's what I need you to do now. If you haven't yet, you're going to go to innerglowcircle.com/niche. You are going to take our very comprehensive, but pretty quick niche assessment. It's going to help you figure out where you could potentially zone in on first. I want to caveat this by saying the more specific answers that you can give the assessment, the better, the more specific outcome you're going to get. You could potentially take it a couple times too and see what you get. But the best thing about this is, because I've already embarrassed myself and told you about my first offer, which was the quit your day job, find your dream job offer. It's also going to walk you through. So you have to take the quiz, and then you have to go check your email, because in your email, it's going to give you an actual template with an example in your specific niche that's going to walk you through exactly how to create your first coaching offer. Now, I am not a fan of people who go out and start coaching without any training whatsoever, but I would feel so much more confident going into training knowing that I had an idea of what I wanted to actually sell, knowing that I had an idea of who I actually wanted to work with. So you have to follow this process. If there's any bit of hesitation in you of like, how would this work for me? How would I be able to actually like help people and make money? This is the how to your why. So you're going to go take the assessment, take it carefully and thoughtfully, being as specific as possible so you can get the best, most aligned result. And then you're going to go to your email. And unfortunately, that email may land in your promotions or spam. So you're going to put in a couple extra minutes to find it. And then you're going to go through that first offer template and figure out exactly how this can work for you. Take the quiz, look at the first offer template. And then obviously from there, if you know this is something that you want to do, book a call with our team, message me down below. I know you guys leave me a lot of comments. Like, what do you think about this niche? What do you think about that? If that's coming up for you, leave it in the comments below. I respond to every single one. And I hope this episode makes you feel a little bit more confident in your ability to coach and in creating an offer or a niche that really speaks to people. Because if you have the solution to a problem that people are already paying to have solved, and sometimes they are paying it through a very hefty bar tab, excessive vacations, their health, right? Sometimes not always monetary. Sometimes people are losing their health, their mind, their relationships because they're in bad situations. If you have a problem that people are willing to and pay to have solved, all we have to do is put a little magic into it and create it into a coaching offer, all right? I hope this was helpful. I hope you feel inspired. And I hope you really know that if you feel this inner pull to coach and to change lives and to help people through something very challenging, that feeling isn't going to go anywhere. Your job is to take that inner pull, that purpose, that God-given gift, if you believe, and go do something with it. And I gave you the steps how to do that. So onward. I'll see you next time.